Well, coming up on today's show, a high-performance Skoda plug-in is teased. The new Kia Soul EV breaks cover again. And how is that Ionity network of ultra-fast chargers coming along for Europe? We'll find out the latest stats. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Hello and welcome to the Friday, the 28th of September edition of EV News Daily. It's Martin Lee here with the news you need to know about electric cars and the move towards sustainable transport. Thank you to MyEV. For helping us make this show. You know, they've built the first marketplace specifically for buying, selling, learning and researching about electric vehicles and particularly buying and selling used EVs. A great way to do that. A quick hello, by the way, to a podcast listener who I met today. Well, technically, it's his whole family. Hello to Toby. Now, Toby, his wife Brenda and their kids Samantha and Sergio are currently in London on holidays. Sorry, vacations. See, I'm bilingual. They're vacationing here from San Diego. And Toby dropped me a note earlier in the week to say, hey, we're coming to London for the first time. I've heard you say before that you work in London. If you're around, this isn't being weird, but if we're kind of in the same part of town, I know you work in a radio station, it would be great to say hi. Like, my kids are interested in that kind of thing. So I was delighted to arrange a tour of the radio stations where I work for my day job and the TV studios. And I kind of worry that, you know, it's kind of boring watching radio. It's just people talking. But I guess if it's the first time you see it, I guess there's the microphones and the buttons and the desks and it's, you know, with the TV stuff as well. Kind of interesting to see. So I was delighted to welcome them along, give them a little tour of where I work during the day, and they seemed to enjoy it. So it was lovely to meet them today. Well, this is show 249. Tomorrow is show 250. Every 50 shows, try to change things up according to your suggestions. Keep dropping me an email with your suggestions and feedback at hello@evnewsdaily.com. Let's get into the news then. And the Paris Motor Show is next week. Press day starts 2nd of October at the show. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Audi e-tron being shown off under a little less of a not controlled way. Do you know what I mean? Like, the launch is always going to be a launch and they're very careful about how it's shown. But if you've got a car on a stand at a motor show, there's always a little bit more access to it. So the e-tron's going to be there, the new BMW 3 Series, an enormously important car to BMW. You'd argue the most important car, the BMW. So that could come with two new plug-ins for future models and a full electric. Maybe. Possibly, hopefully. The DS3 Crossback is getting electrified, the Peugeot e-Legend concept, which is stunning, but obviously just a concept, also there, and many more. Well, the next generation of plug-in hybrids seem to be coming with around 20 to 25 miles of range from a small battery, maybe 30 miles if you're lucky. At the other end of the scale is the Polestar 1 hybrid, and that has a 34 kilowatt-hour battery aimed at getting 100 miles of pure EV range. If you don't want to fire up the fossil in the front of it. How about something in between, though? Well, please welcome on stage the Skoda Vision RS plug-in with 44 miles of range, somewhere in between those. That's about 70 kilometres. They say that in Motor 1, which I love picking up stories from Motor 1, by the way, previewing a possible RS version of the rapid successor, the Vision RS looks decisively sporty and aggressive thanks to the generous use of carbon fibre and the front spoiler lip accompanying a mean bumper with big air intakes. That's Adrian Padno for Motor 1. He says that the lithium-ion battery pack is going to be 13 kilowatt hours in the plug-in version. The hot hatch will do 44 miles without any gasoline being sipped at all, and then when it's depleted you can recharge in about 2.5 hours, and you can hook it up to any household socket, of course, and as many people will do. I imagine if they have a plug-in hybrid, maybe they won't get their own dedicated charger installed at home. Hopefully they will bother to charge it, though, because it'll make a big difference to the performance of the Skoda Vision RS. It'll be shown, as I say, the Paris Motor Show is next week, press day from October 2nd, and that's the first chance we'll get to see some pictures online. Talking of pictures, more pictures now that we've seen of another car I'm really looking forward to. Now, we've got many things from the Koreans over the years, like, well, take for example their current world record. They hold the world record for the tallest ever Lego tower. It's in Seoul. Or their fascination with technology. So much so, they have robot teachers there. But specifically, let's talk about Korean electric cars, the Hyundai Kona Electric and the Kia e-Niro, which was called the Niro EV until recently. And now the Kia Soul is getting its update, but will they update the name to the eSoul, which is very which you have to say very carefully if you're going to say it very quickly. It's eSoul. Don't change that for a different vowel. It's been seen again at the Nürburgring with much less camo than previously, and fans of the Soul shape will be happy. It's not changing too much. It's a distinctive shape with that kind of big boot on the end. This time, the spy photographers from Autoblog actually got up close and personal. It clearly shows that the car had 92% battery remaining, 92% charge remaining, and that means there must be an estimated range of 430-odd Ks or 270-odd miles. So, with what was the readout on the dash, so that's a lot of range, in keeping with the European range estimates for the Hyundai Kona, 292 miles when it's full. Now, they don't expect that range in the US because the EPA range is a little more accurate, maybe 250, 260. That's makes the guys at Autoblog think the Soul could have the same range as the Kona, which would be impressive, and suggest that the Soul EV has the same innards as the Kona, and they say the Niro EV. Oh, Autoblog, you're so last week. It's called the e-Niro these days. So look, my initial thoughts on that then, 271 miles remaining at 92% state of charge. Is that a 64 kilowatt hour battery, the big'un that's found in the Kona and the e-Niro? Or is it the little'un, the little battery, which isn't that little, it's 39.2 kilowatt hours, and it's just super, super, super mega efficient. I'm tempted to believe it's the bigger version, the 64 kilowatt hour battery, which would be a hell of a battery in the Soul EV, or maybe the eSoul. Careful how I say that. It might be, though, that there's something in between that we haven't thought of, and it's a separate contract with either LG Chem or SK Innovation. The Soul, of course, much smaller, much lighter, more efficient car. Well, the interior is an evolutionary take on the current model. The biggest difference appears to be a revised infotainment system with a wider screen and buttons underneath rather than on each side. This being an EV model, there's a rotary knob for shifting rather than a lever, and the instrument panel shows the speedo and a dial that provides all the power information you need. I'll put a link to Joel Stockdale's Autoblog article in the show notes. Here's an interesting question posed by Simon Lambert at This Is Money. I think it's Simon Lambert. It might be Simon Lambert. I think it's probably Simon. And I like his thinking. We need small, relatively affordable, fun to drive EVs that create the 21st century version of a classic Golf GTI, just a classic GTI. Of course, many motorists will need a more practical family car, but there are fun halo cars that win over reviewers, young drivers, owners looking for a fun, small second car that hit the sweet spot in terms of price and desirability. Well, they say that Tesla's great success has been built not on making very good electric cars only, but on their X factor, if you like. The Model S is a big saloon, one of the most beautiful cars, still styling-wise, still holding up really well. Obviously, it's going to get a bit of a revamp and a rework at some point, but I see so many in London. Still takes my breath away when you see a Model S and just how timeless the styling is. The Model X, okay, not the prettiest car because it's a big slab of car, but with the Falcon Wing rear doors open, there's nothing else like it. Jaguar's pulled off the trick with the I-Pace, moving the front wheels forward, the back wheels further back, massive cabin, great design on the I-Pace, and it's a superb car. But they're all 60,000 plus superb cars. Don't know about you, I can't afford to go out and buy one of those today. Other than the BMW i3, which is a little bit cheaper, at the pricing level that most of us can afford, Renault Zoe, Nissan Leaf, Hyundai Ioniq, and even then the Kona and the e-Niro, a little more expensive perhaps, none of them are going to change people's desirability on EVs from a distance. So yes, I do agree. It's an interesting question to pose, and I think I agree with the answer. Yes, it would be good to have the equivalent of the old GTI. Something fun, nippy, affordable, desirable. And let's see what happens in the next couple of years. I don't think that, because in GTI days, your average Golf was a bit of a slow coach to get 0 to 60, and then you had this hot hatch that would come out and blow people away. I think even your average EV these days, 0 to 60 time, between, okay, 3.5 for the Model 3s, crazy nuts, but between 7 and 9 seconds for a really average EV is still, it feels far. It pushes you back in your seat. It feels fast enough. So maybe we don't need to redefine those cars like the way that GTI did in terms of a lot of speed for not a lot of money, because EVs inherently are really quick to 60. Well, you know how excited I am about electric racing series, not just Formula E Season 5, but the supporting series, the IPC Trophy. Can't wait for that. It's going to be so cool. The World Rallycross going electric as well. That's been delayed a little bit, but it's still coming within 2 years. And then there's the TCR International Touring Car Championships, also in line for 2020, albeit only SEAT, VW's Spanish subsidiary, SEAT, looking at it with their Cupra brand. Well, road and track say that 440 pounds of dry ice is currently being used every single day during the testing process. That's what the e-racer, the Cupra e-racer, SEAT's first fast track EV, is demanding for cooling at the moment. There's an indicator warning for the test driver when it's time to return to the pit box for more dry ice. And it's a case of get out and have a cup of coffee, or an energy drink, or whatever they drink, test drivers, because the ice bath that the battery needs is 20 minutes at a time. So they're having trouble keeping the batteries cool if you extract maximum performance. Well, the major alternatives to the Tesla supercharging network are coming along quite nicely. They've got some very, very big plans. It's fair to say that things are perhaps a little slower than some would like. Here in Europe, Ionity is a really big network of ultra-fast chargers. I say it's big. The website says they are now up to 10. Don't say it too loudly. The total is 400, so, you know, only 390 to go. There's currently 16 under construction. As with Electrify America, those chargers are 350 kilowatts. However, as Inside EVs pointed out, something that I knew but had forgotten, because it's a collaboration of automakers who only really support CCS, CHAdeMO isn't supported on the big networks that are being rolled out here in the UK, in Europe as well, whereas Electrify America are putting your DC fast charging and CHAdeMO as well. Well, they say, to demonstrate just how serious we are about the freedom to drive for the rest of 2018, all you need to know is the number 8. Whether it's euros, Swiss francs, or British pounds, not that there's any in the UK yet, each and every EV charge is a set rate of 8. 8 euros, 8 pounds, or 8 Swiss francs. In Scandinavia, it's 80 Knox. So it's easy and transparent, they say. You can get on the road today for third-party payments. Check directly with your mobility provider. So 8 is the number, or 80. So I kind of get that. Flat rate, flat session rate. You turn up with 1% battery, and that's probably an okay deal. If you want a really quick top-up charge, that's not such a great deal. And of course, they are not limiting, as far as I know, the time on the chargers at the moment. It's just a flat rate. It's interesting to see which way it's going to go. More and more of them in Norway, for instance. I watched the Bjorn Nyland videos, and earlier this year he did a test of the Fiat 500e, which got a small battery and charges really slowly. And of course, he was frustrated because in Norway, he was on the chargers that are charging per minute. And it's just a real slow wait, like a couple of hours, costing him a fortune. Whereas if he was paying per kilowatt hour, it would be fine. It's frustrating to wait all day, but it's not as a financial penalty. Where, of course, if you charge per kilowatt hour, there's no incentive to come back to your car and leave it plugged in all day. If you are being charged per minute, you're not going to leave it there a minute longer than you need to, and then you make the stall free for the next person. So that's the debate, and we'll see which one ends up being kind of proliferating, if you like. Well, the IAA Commercial Vehicle Show, the Dutch truck manufacturer DAF, a division of Paycar, is showcasing 3 new electrified trucks, the LF Electric, the CF Electric, and the CF Hybrid, reports Green Car Congress. First of all, the DAF LF Electric, it's a 19-tonner. It's a fully electric truck, zero emissions for the city, and it's got the Cummins technology inside it, so 195 kilowatt electric motor, and that's 266 horsepower. So the motor is powered by a 222 kilowatt hour battery. Wowzers, it's a big one, providing 220Ks of range if the truck is fully laden, and it's modular, so you can add more capacity to the battery pack. Whereas the DAF CF Electric, which is again zero emission, pure electric for urban distribution, requiring high payloads and volumes. That is things like single and double axle semi-trailers for my UK listeners. See, I told you I was bilingual. Things like supermarket deliveries. It's a 4x2 tractor unit for a 37-ton application using this advanced e-power technology. for full electric transport. That one, though, is only 170 kilowatt hour lithium battery pack. A full link to the Green Car Congress article in the show notes. If you want to join in with this week's comment of the question of the week, by the way, set by myev.com. Here you go. Here's the question. Couple more days to answer this. How do you charge at home? What charger have you got? Who installed it? Was it something which came with a new car? Or did you arrange it yourself? And if you want to share, but you don't have to, I know it's private, what did you pay? And did you get any incentives? Hey, we have a new name to add to the ledger of legends, the list of people who support this show. Darren Bird, supporting at $10 a month. I know, thank you so much. What that means to you, what it means to me as well. It's what I call the very posh coffee level, because there's some American listeners said that, because I used to call the $5 a month level the posh coffee level. And I had some people say, actually, maybe... you want to revise that, because you can get a very nice coffee here in the States for $10. Okay, so $5 is the posh coffee, $10 is the very posh coffee. You give up one of those a month and you get to support a daily show, a daily podcast, which is being listened to by thousands of people around the world. And we are spreading the word to those who are EV curious and persuading them of the way of electrons. There are 85 patrons of the podcast. Thank you very much to those. Give them all the our premium kind of patrons a shout on our Saturday show. We always do. And there's 248 of these online for free. If you want to go back and listen to the archive, any of them, and all of them are available right now. If you can do one thing for me, it would be leave a review. I forget to mention this, and then I sort of read blogs of what you should be doing on your podcast, and it says if people leave a review, it really helps with the ratings and things. So if you get a chance, no worries. If not, I know you're busy. If you want to catch up on the socials, just search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow.